started with they developed these sports games competitions for the purpose of like medical rehabilitation of the veterans of the World War II. But they started very, very small, you know, movement.
What would you tell someone are the biggest differences between the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games?
They are, you know, similarity. Of course, they are sports and representing the highest level of the sports excellency in the world, because all of this compete in the Paralympic Games. They, after, you know, world championship, they are very, very high level. I would say competed that way. You may be impressed by many athletes. For example, swimming or archery, and they are very, very good. And actually, they compete with everybody without disability. You know, you can see. So they are different sports. But because you see, for those like you as a specialist in the media, the public, general public, had more opportunity, you know, see those like Olympic Games covered by the mass media, I would say. Not so lucky and for those Paralympian athletes, even though they are also, as I say, it is a very high standard in terms of competition, but they are not so lucky and receive the coverage.
The National Paralympic Committee is probably taking on a lot right now. What are some of the things that they're dealing with?
So many of the countries, actually, the Paralympic sports is under the administration of Disability Ministry, some of them in Sports Ministry. So I would say disability or Paralympic sports need to be mainstreamed. So also they should do a more awareness and raising to educate the people, educators, for example, students in university and schools, and so that they love these Paralympic sports and be part of this movement and attract these attention, support from general public, including companies like commercial companies. And they need to do more work into strategically and working together with government bodies to enhance the capacity, you know, to deliver service to these athletes.
And how seriously do the athletes take it?
People want to be an excellent. Now, of course, they attach importance to this. And nowadays, many countries I saw, and it's international like recognition, as I said, it's wonderful to be seen in a podium and the way you receive the award. Also, I think at an individual level, many of them I seem to be successful businessmen, women, or become like a real model in a society and covered in the news. I think it is very important for many of these athletes. I think they take it seriously.
And are you excited for the Paralympics?
Yeah, of course. And I've been very fortunate. I would be, because of my previous experience of working with the Paralympic Committee, I feel very proud. When you think about this Paralympic movement, as I said, they started relatively late. They receive less attention and support at international level as well as its national local level. Olympian, I would say, is quite successful in terms of a commercialized model. They managed to get a lot of sponsorship, but the Paralympic, not so successful, I would say. So they need developed further.